Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on The Dark Side of Alex Murdaugh will remain in jail after a judge denied him bail. Indiana cops find people chained up in gruesome house of horrors. A Texas nurse convicted of capital murder of killing patients with air injections. And a lacrosse player dies after choking in a charity hot dog eating contest. Today on The Dark Side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of...
That indeed it is. And if you like our program, please become a supporter of us over at patreon.com. Search Dark Side Of or go to darksidepod.com. Get access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, all of it commercial free as well. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, Tony, not too much, honestly.
No, it's a lovely canned response. Yes.
Thank you. So the hot dog eating contest. Yeah, one, I was like, when you threw it to me, all I was sitting here thinking about was, man, they better had some insurance for that.
Which made me think of all the radio crap we used to have to do with things like that. I was in so many contests of that nature, like, and Tony Bruschi from W blah, blah, blah is here, you know, along with like, there was I remember doing a cheese curd eating contest.
Obviously, when you were still in Wisconsin,
in Green Bay, and I was competing against a Green Bay Packer. I was competing against the TV sports anchor of the ABC station, a guy called the Jackalope, which the Packalope. He had like a jackalope on his head, something. It was like a jackalope character back in that day, and he had a Packer version of it, and he was always photographed in all of the NFL games. Just because he always was kind of crazy. And then there was me, the nighttime DJ of the country music radio station in the market.
And I'm like sitting here going, how has this never come up in a conversation? Oh, all the time we've known each other.
Yeah, well, there you go. And who won?
I'd like to think you did, but I got the feeling it was the Packalope.
No,
guy.
I won. I actually won.
You did?
I won the cheese curd. I beat a Green Bay Packer.
Did you do like a? I beat an, like, I did beat you an, do oh. like a squirrel and?
I don't know, because I had never done like, I was actually in one of my skinnier days too, and I never had done a food eating contest in my life, and I mean I like cheese curds, but I wasn't like. like plowing them down or anything like
that. These are so good. They're so good. They're so good. I just can't eat enough.
They gave you like, it was a pound of cheese curds just dumped in front of you on a plate, and they weren't fried. They were raw. So they're squeaky, and they're really good squeaky. And it was,
what do you mean they're squeaky?
When you eat them, they squeak on your teeth because of the, they're so fresh from the factory. There's still amount of like moisture and warmth on them that they squeak. It's so cool. It's the best cheese in the world. And you, so it was like, who could eat them the fastest? So I beat a Green Bay Packer. I forgot who it was. It was back in like the Brett Favre days. So I don't remember exactly who it was at the time. And then it was, and I beat an overweight, sports anchor and a guy called the Packalope.
That's impressive.
There you go. That's my claim to fame. And I even got like a little trophy at like winner of the Wisconsin Cheese Fest Cheese Curdy Celebrity Cheese Curdy Eating Contest or something.
You come back to work and you're like, yeah, I did it.
It's like the only like trophy I've ever won in my life.
I want to be in a Reese's Eating Contest because maybe it'll make me so sick of them I'll never win another one.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because I love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just love them.
So,
because I don't know. My sister and I were talking about it one day. I'm like, can you eat enough Reese's to that you would ever be sick of them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I would ever stop. So I think I could win.
You probably could. I mean, as long as it's something you're not going to get sick of. I had to do a,
but I want to do it so I'd get sick of them. The next time it's like Jack Daniels. It's like, I can't drink Jack Daniels because of that one night. So I wouldn't do that with Reese's.
Now, I had a boss that made me hate that forever. thank you, Danny Wright. No, I had a boss that we'd go on the air and I was underage and he would pour. He had like a bottle of it under his desk. And then when he ran out of that, he would go to the cheap version and get Kessler and he would pour like a Dixie cup worth, and the Dixie cup's not a shot. A Dixie cup's like two or three shots if you measure it. And have this. And he would try and get me drunk before I'd go on the air. And
because that's your boss.
It was my boss. And then he would sit in his office and listen to me on the air and giggle at me like slurring or fucking things up because he had purposely tried to get me drunk in his office before going on the air. Yeah. I mean, the guy,
weird.
Yeah, it didn't last long, but I mean, I can say this. I had some of very fun times at that moment in my life. I was young and I was dumb. I have no idea where he is anymore, but in retrospect, he was a very fun boss, but probably
I've got some guesses,
but not the most professional when it came to that sort of stuff. Like, oh my God. Yeah. Yeah,
he's probably working in a warehouse somewhere.
I have no idea. I don't know. I wish the best for him. I hope he's okay somewhere. But yeah, that was some crazy times. I have more food eating stories I can share in a little bit of contests that I was forced to be in with radio involving cream puffs, and we'll go to that in a little bit. But first, let's go to our first story of the day. Alex Murdaugh still in the news because, of course, will he ever really go away anytime soon? What we have going on now is Alex Murdaugh will remain in jail after a judge denied him bail. It's like a bad nursery rhyme. Alex right? Murdaugh will remain in jail after a judge denied him bail. Like I should have Harper read that to like creepy nursery rhyme music. Make a little poem.
That's funny.
Like, honey, I'll give you $50 if you make an Alex Murdaugh poem. Okay.
Oh, Dad, keep your money.
Of course I will.
That would be
fun. It goes, Alex Murdaugh, the South Carolina attorney, at the center of a web of deaths and crimes that has drawn international attention since the June murders of his wife and youngest son, will remain behind bars pending trial, a judge ruled on Tuesday. At a hearing in Richland County courtroom, Judge Clifton Newman said he was not satisfied Murdaugh would not be dangerous to himself or others if released. There's no amount of bond that a court could set that could safely provide protection to Mr. Murdaugh and the community, Newman said. The judge also ordered that Murdaugh undergo a psychiatric evaluation, hinting that he might reconsider his decision at a later date. Murdaugh was arrested on October 14th and charged with two felony counts of obtaining property by false pretenses for allegedly taking insurance settlements totaling more than $3.3 million that were intended for the sons of his late housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield. Satterfield had worked in the Murdaugh family for more than 20 years. Prosecutors say Murdaugh, 53, convinced her sons to hire one of his friends in order to sue himself to seek insurance payouts, but the Satterfield family never received a dime. Instead, the money was allegedly sent to a bank account that Murdaugh had created himself. This is the tip of the iceberg, Clayton Waters with South Carolina Attorney General's office told the court. This is an ongoing investigation, and I think there's going to be far more that we will reveal as we review these records. Murdaugh was taken into custody last week after completing treatment for opioid addiction in a facility in Orlando, Florida. He subsequently waived his extradition hearing. He was booked in the Elvin S. Glenn Detention Center in Richland County. So my question on a lot of this, though, is there a crime involved here with the children of the victim agreeing or kind of, you know, working with him to sue himself? To get money from the insurance? I mean, they have every right to do that, but...
No, I think, though, it was a legit thing because they said she tripped over dog. It was an accident. I question if it really was an accident.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are two grieving children who are, you know, that's been their mom's employer for 20-some years, and they probably believed it. Mm-hmm. But then he said... You know, this was a workplace accident. That makes sense that you could sue over that. And it was the owner's dogs. So the whole thing to me reeks of a crime itself. Like she was killed. And then we said that she, because it's awfully convenient that he got over $4 million. And I think it was all on the up and up, that part, like with the kids, payout.
Like the kids thought, but then, like, okay, that makes sense. I appreciate you being, you know, wanting to take the fall here.
Yeah, and then here's a lawyer. Here's someone I know who can, or here's someone I'm going to refer you to help you with this case who happens to be his buddy from college or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's another, you know, huge conflict of interest. And so I think they're suing him, the lawyer. So there's some more legal action because what he did was unethical by taking the money, but by also referring them to a lawyer who is working with him on this. And so it almost sounds like the whole thing is a scam to me.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, oh, whoops. Our housekeeper just accidentally tripped over the dogs and she's dead. You know what? We can make $4.5 million off this. Let me call my friend. Now you call, I'm going to tell them that you're going to call these kids. So you act like you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That just, to come up with such a devious plan over an accident, it just seems like there is some thought that went into that.
Yeah. I think there was some thought that went into that.
I think it's just everything about this guy is just shady, shady, shady.
I'm just waiting for it to come out like, and by the way, he was also the head of a new multi-level marketing scheme. And it turns out it was like kind of a cultish type thing where he's like almost a Keith Raniere type character to many people too. It's like, wow, he had that going on as well. This guy deserves some sort of award for the amount of...
And if you just work underneath him, you too can have everything that he has.
It's just, there's so many...
We're going to dangle riches in front of you.
So many things that it's just, I don't know, even know what to, you know, it just keeps going and going and going.
Oh, I know. And I just don't trust any. I just feel like he played everybody.
Yeah, completely. Completely.
And I also, that's great that he got help for his opioid addiction. But Jesus Christ, like, that's a lot of money to have gotten $4.5 million from them, several million from your employer. Like, all that went to opioids? Like, well, how much can one man do?
I'm wondering how much of his money that he got stolen went to his opioid treatment, quite honestly. When they end up going back and looking at the records and the money and everything that was being spent and where is it coming from. So one of those centers or something in Orlando, what the fuck did that cost? And where did that money come from?
Yeah.
And, you know, at this point.
And conveniently, I went away and I got off my opioids.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Whoops, so sorry that I did all those things. I was high.
And all the money you got. Congratulations. You guys paid for it, too. So thank you so much. Yeah. It's
shady.
It's completely. Another story. Indiana cops find people chained up in gruesome house of horrors. Here we go. You ready?
I don't know if I am.
A 36-year-old Indiana woman is behind bars after police discovered two people tied up and shackled in her home. One of them deceased and beyond help. The woman, identified as Evansville authorities as Heidi Carter, faces a string of charges in connection with the Tuesday night incident, which police say took even them by surprise. It all began after a woman flagged down an Indiana state trooper late Tuesday night, saying she'd stopped by Carter's home only to find a dead body inside. Evansville Police Department spokeswoman Sergeant Anna Gray told reporters late Wednesday the woman said she'd gone to the home to help clean ahead of inspection and took a seat in a pile of blankets, only to realize that under the blankets was a dead body. An arrest affidavit says, according to the Evansville Court and Courier Press, she ran out of the house screaming and alerted authorities. State police and officers from the Evansville Police Department responded around 11 p.m., assuming they were dealing with a possible kidnapping and a murder. Once they arrived, things took a bizarre turn. Carter was located outside with a gun, police said. She told them there were still several people inside the home, and officers began issuing commands for those inside to come out, starting with one identified man who complied and was released. A second man then came out and said is to have rushed out to the front of the door in an aggressive manner with an object in his hands that he pointed at police. He was fatally shot by several officers in what Gray said appears to be suicide by cop situation. Officers then entered the home and found a woman who had been tied up, shackled, and had been visible injuries. Another individual was located inside the residence, but unfortunately was deceased and beyond help. The manner of death appeared suspicious and gruesome. He had been restrained, duct taped, beaten, and strangled, she said. The shocking turn of events, which also played out with two teenagers in the upstairs of the home who were later safely evacuated, took officers by surprise, said Gray. According to the affidavit, investigators later determined that Carter and men, both victims, on a dating app and invited them over. But the male suspect, who was shot at the scene, had arrived home during their sexual activity. He allegedly beat up both guests with a baseball bat before both he and Carter chained up the two victims. They also tied and shackled the female victim while the male suspect raped her multiple times throughout the day from October 19th to the 20th, Gray said. The extent of the female victim's injuries was not immediately clear, but police said that she had been hospitalized. Carter, who had been booked in the Vandenberg County Jail, faces preliminary charges of criminal confinement and abuse of a corpse. It was not immediately clear if police were also weighing whether to charge her with murder. While Carter was reportedly found brandishing a gun at the scene, she told investigators she'd only gone along with the male suspect in restraining the victims out of fear he might harm her. The male suspect is yet to be identified, but police said he is believed to have a criminal history. You think?
So, I'm a little confused on this one.
Yeah.
So somebody goes over to clean or something and then sits on a body. Like this whole thing is so.
It's like a lot of people coming and going from the house. I think there was somebody who was going over to clean had that revelation, but I think there was a lot of online dating, I guess, stuff going on, and they were just basically fishing for people to come to the house.
She leaves. Yeah. She calls the cops.
Yeah.
Cops come over. The woman comes out brandishing a weapon.
I believe so.
So then.
But there was a lot of other people.
Why did they identify her? And the guy who seems to have raped someone repeatedly, they're like, we're not identifying him.
I don't understand that part.
And they're like, oh my God, there's just so much.
Yeah. But it seems like
when did your life go so wrong? Like at one point, you know, it's like I was a child. I was proud of my good grades. Like, you know, when did it?
Then I started putting out ads on Tinder and keeping anyone who came over.
Right. Yeah. Like, when did you like, well, I've gone down the slippery slope. So, well, like, and then I don't know. All that. Like,
at any point, I mean, when is it ever normal or rational to think, oh, this is cool. I'm imprisoning someone here in my house in any way, shape, or form. It's like, whether you're just standing there blocking the door or you're chaining them up, where exactly does that lie into the realms of this is okay? this will be reasonable and rational at the end of the day.
It's like, well, I just feel like doing it. I mean, and I mean, you and I can't think like that because we just aren't capable of thinking that way.
Yeah.
And then there's other people in this world who think like that and give no shits.
Yeah.
It's like, and, you know, you have to wonder too, like, maybe there's drugs involved, but a lot of these cases, there aren't drugs involved. These are just really bad people.
And I think that's where I have the biggest difficulty, where it's like, okay, these people give no shits, but we're supposed to then give a shit about them at the end of the day. When we catch them and we've caught them doing horrible, horrible things to other people, now we're supposed to give a shit about their well-being and really give them a chance. Like, you did this. We caught you doing this. I'm sorry. I don't anymore. I mean, if it's in question, if there's a mystery to it, if there's an accusation, but it's not, you know, provable, sure, cool. But when it's like, we pulled you out of this house and you were doing this and you said you were doing this.
And there's other people who said you were doing this.
Okay, great. You're done. Thank you. Game over.
And then why did the woman go there to clean anyway? Like,
well, probably just a contract. I mean, that's the thing. Because it sounds like these people used a lot of online type services to bring people into their homes. So, I mean, you can do that. That's how I found a cleaning person.
When you're concealing a dead body.
Well, that's just stupidity.
I would call the service and say, don't need you today.
I think the first thing I would think if I was cleaning a house and I found a dead body, I'd be like, am I being punked? Like, I wouldn't think it was like real at first. I'd be like, is this like a joke? You know, because it's just such a bizarre thing to have to come across. But I don't blame her for running the hell out of
there. It's bizarre. Like, no, my God, no. That person did the right thing.
Yeah.
Got the cops involved. Obviously, nobody in that house gave any shits about.
We'll give you $20 extra an hour if you don't say anything.
But it's just so weird to me that you can do all these horrible things. And what brought you down was you forgot to call off your maid service and she accidentally set on a body.
And that's how it works usually. Like, there's always like something like they're very smart, but there's always like something very practical that, you know, very much pulls that sort of thinking down.
Are they arguing like on their way to the police station or standing outside the house? Like, why didn't you call her and tell her we didn't need her today?
Exactly.
I thought you were going to call her.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Yeah. I thought you was you. No, it was you. Yeah. No, no.
Great. We'd have gotten away with it. But no, you forgot to call off the maid.
Here's
and a... like, why do those people even need a maid? Like, they, exactly. You know,
like, I just, it's not exactly the people you think of have as having housekeeping. You know, it's like kind of like, yeah, I don't know. That's not usually like kind of up those alleys of those. Anyway,
once again, I'm trying to take my brain that's pretty rational.
Yeah.
And put it into a situation like that, and I'm just having a hard time.
I should totally screw with my housekeeper and just see what she does. I should like hide a, just for Halloween, like hide a
well,
body.
You got skeletons all over. I the totally place, should and I'm do that.
And she'd be like, "Oh, that's a funny one, Tony."
It's like, do you have skeletons in your closet? I like, sure
I
do.
I have them everywhere.
That would be funny. Put them in the closet, literally, and say. Everybody has skeletons in their closet.
Just hide them in all funny. Random places of the house. Yeah.
Who doesn't have skeletons in their closet? I've heard the saying before, right? So I have skeletons in my closet. Literally. I think it's funny.
But like really, it'd be funny like to, it would be funny, but in a way it would be, you like, you take like one of those skeletons, but you like, you drench it like in like the fake blood stuff and really make it look real and just kind of like have it hidden somewhere. Like, what did you see that? What is that?
Like, well, and then your poor housekeeper would be having a nervous breakdown and you're like, yeah. But it was skeletons in my closet. It was funny.
Or then you do the experiment of like, I'll give you $50 extra an hour not to say anything and just see what they say.
75. I'll pay you. You don't even have to come.
Name your price.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Priceline for concealing a murder. Another story. A Texas nurse.
We went off track.
A Texas nurse convicted of capital murder for killing patients with air injections. This is like something that scares me. A nurse in Texas was convicted of capital murder on Tuesday. Prosecutors said William Davis, 37, killed four patients recovering from heart surgery by injecting air into their arterial lines while he was working as a nurse at Tyler's Trinity Mother Francis Hospital. Oh gosh, I know where this hospital is. In Tyler, Texas. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Like I've stayed in a hotel, like right next to this place. A jury in Tyler, Texas convicted Davis of capital murder about an hour after deliberation. Prosecutors plan to seek a death penalty. The sentencing phase is expected to start Wednesday, according to the Associated Press. Davis was fired in 2018. It was accused of killing John Lafferty, Ronald Clark, Christopher Greenway, and Joseph Kalina, who died of neurological problems between 2017 and 2018. He also injected three other patients. Philip Hayes, a defense attorney for Davis, said his client was being used as a scapegoat for mistakes made by the hospital. I don't know if there's any evidence to show that it was foul play, he said, according to the New York Times. Dr. William Yarbrough, testified that brain scans demonstrated the injected air traveled to the victims' brains via the arterial system, causing their demise. Prosecutor Jacob Putnam said the hospital had not altered its methods and had no comparable disturbances since Davis was fired. Davis liked to kill people, Prosecutor Chris Gatewood added in closing arguments. Davis is being held in custody in the Smith County Jail on $8.75 million bond. That's one. What do you go? Is this a murderer? Is this someone who just didn't do his, you know, was kind of careless in how he, you know, you could fuck that up. I mean, if you're an idiot, you could fuck that up. But
I mean, why is he injecting air into people?
I mean,
is it like laparoscopic? Like that's gas. That's not air.
It would be, you know, like in a syringe or something. That's why you clear the air out of the syringe before you inject anything into yourself, so you don't inject air into your veins. I mean, if you were careless about that and fucked it up, you could easily inject air into yourself, or anyone can inject air into yourself in any sort of syringe type thing. It's not hard to do.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But that's why you be trained not to do that, or trained to know how to do this correctly. If you don't know what
they have to have some pretty good evidence against him, don't you?
Well, four people are dead that were under his care, and they died of the same thing, is what they're saying. So
I mean, it just seems like, I mean, you know, it's a hospital, so there's lots of people in and out, but
I mean, you could argue too. It's like he's just kind of a fuck up, and yeah, four people are dead, but because he was a fuck up four times in a row, basically, because he didn't know what he was doing. I mean, could that be the simple answer to this? Not that he was a evil, let's kill people type person, but just, you know, a cluster.
But they must have something on him, else they wouldn't have arrested him.
I don't know. I'm curious.
And that kind of bond, that's high.
I would think that they would have more evidence. You have to really prove that this was intentional. That's the thing. I mean, you can't just say, like, he did this. Sure, he did it. He could have done it because he's an idiot. But you have to prove that there was intent, you know, to harm, to make it, for like, first-degree murder. I mean, you could get second or third degree, maybe, but I guess I'd be very curious what the evidence is that points to the intent.
They've got something somewhere, I'll guarantee you.
Yeah, be an interesting one to watch. A lacrosse player, Maddie Nickson, dies after choking in charity hot dog eating contest. I mean, how sad and horrible this is for someone.
And they're raising money for charity.
I know. A Tufts University lacrosse player choked to death in a charity hot dog eating contest over the weekend, according to reports. Maddie Nipson, a 20-year-old junior described by friends as a generous teammate who planned a career in medicine, was competing with other students in the Play for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness fundraiser at an off-campus home in Somerville, Massachusetts, Saturday, when the accident happened, a friend told News Center 5. First responders performed an extensive life-saving procedure, Tufts said in a statement. Nipkin was pronounced dead a day later at Massachusetts General Hospital. Emails from school administrators confirmed her death to Tufts Daily Newspaper, reported around 3,000 gathered Sunday for memorial at the Gatchner Center, with mourners made their way to the lacrosse field, where candles were placed around her jersey. The school paper had noted, "We're heartbroken over the loss of Maddie, a member of the team, an incredible person that reached every corner of the university community." The team said in a statement on Instagram, "She will be remembered as a bright light, a social butterfly, an amazing teammate, a kind and generous person, a wonderful sister and daughter, and a jumbo that we can all aspire to." Nipskin, a biopsychology major from Suffern, New York, played in three games during the 2021 season, made one appearance in the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. She survived by her parents and two brothers. That's horrible. A hot dog eating contest kills you. That's horrible.
When you think about it, though, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
You're exactly right. I mean, you're talking about an object that really could easily get lodged in your throat. I'm not being gross. I mean,
or
really,
even the
yes.
bread.
Yes, the
like
whole
any
thing.
Of that, because you're eating so fast. I don't care if you're eating hot dogs or pizza or Reese's.
Yeah,
you know, it could, any of that can get caught in your throat, and then you can't get dislodge it. Somebody, I would think, if you're going to do something like that, you need to have somebody who can do a Heimlich or something on the stage with these
Immediate,
people. Because, you know, and I can't even believe, like, you could get insurance for that. And in any event like that, you should have insurance for it.
I think you'd almost have to hold it.
But I don't know. And part of that's just...
Unless they are relying
on... For so many years, and you always were... Any event you had, it was like insurance.
Or they're relying on the waivers of everyone participating, signing the waiver. But I mean, even though you have the waivers, you can still get sued. And I'm sure they will.
And it's sad because they were just doing it for a good cause. But
sure.
I mean, that's terrifying for the people who were there. And like, I just feel bad for the family. And I just can't. And you're just going to go do something fun and silly and go about your day.
Yeah.
Stuff like that just bothers me.
I have to say, I failed a food eating contest once in my life.
But you did win one. That was
you win some, you lose some. And this is the first one I ever did was I lost, you know, but that's where you pick yourself up and try again. Dust yourself off and try again. And I did. And that's right when the cheese curd eating one. But the first one was a cream puff eating contest in the Forest Mall in my hometown in Wisconsin, a mall that's now been demolished and is gone. At the center court one day in 1998, a young Tony Bruschi decided, oh,
Keith Morrison,
I guess I have to do this. Or more like my employer decided I have to do this. So he showed up, competed against the other disc jockeys on the competing radio stations, stuffed cream puffs in his face for more than 3 to 4 minutes. And in the end, the man with no nose won, who was sitting next to Tony. He sat up from his cream puff, wiped the cream off his face, and little did all them know, he was missing a nose.
Like, for real?
I'm not even kidding. I don't know. I have no idea what happened to this guy. I don't know what happened to this guy. And he was a nice guy, but it looked like someone like chopped his nose off his face. I don't know any other way to say it. It wasn't like gruesome, but it was like, I don't know. I've never seen it before. And he was the guy who was doing the competing show against me on the other station across town. But it was really kind of disturbing because a lot of people just kind of got there midway through the contest. And the way you did the contest, you couldn't use your hands. You had to like stick your face in the plate. And so he sticks his face up from the plate when he's done, and then he gets to wipe it off. And there were people like going, like gasping, like they thought like his nose fell into the cream puff.
And they probably to this day are like, I was at this.
Oh my God.
This whatever cream puff eating contest, and this guy didn't have a nose.
It was acidic cream puffs and flesh eating cream puffs.
It's like horrible.
And there was like the picture that was in the paper too. And I remember looking at that picture going, if you don't know what the hell you were looking at, you'd think this guy was like brutally injured by a cream puff. Oh my God. and I remember vividly seeing it specifically at my parents' church, because my parents' church had a little like bulletin board that liked to put up like pictures in the paper locally of any like members or their kids who had like done something that ended up in the paper. And there's the picture of me like losing the contest, but looking over like at the guy who's like lifting his head out of the cream puff, missing a nose.
Which would be a really funny picture of you, because you had had all that crap all over your face, like, and you're like, what?
What the hell?
I want to see that.
If I can find it, I will show it to you.
It's, ask your mom. Moms keep everything.
It's somewhere. It's in some box somewhere. There you go. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like our show, help keep us on the air. Become a Dark Sider. That's a supporter. Go to darksidepod.com or go to patreon.com/darksideof. And get yourself access to advanced episodes of our show, our archive in its entirety, as well as bonus episodes, all of it commercial free. DarksidePod.com or Patreon.com/DarksideOf. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com. This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.